It's time now for your comments, including one about yesterday's story on the Honest Pint Project. The report described the efforts of a Portland beer lover who realized bars sometimes sell pints that hold less than 16 ounces.
So my friends demanded that the waiter come over and exonerate the pub, and he went and got his own measuring cup from behind the bar, and it was 14 ounces.
Well, that prompted David Porter of Mountain View, California, to offer some humorous evidence that suspicions about cheater pints are nothing new. He recommends this. See the Len Norris opinion cartoon from the Vancouver Sun from January 18, 1958. There is a sign that says, "We feature the new larger beer glass." The patrons squint at it, and one says, "Know what I think? It's the same glass brought by a smaller waiter." We also got some humorous responses to our story earlier this week about a fundraising letter sent out by Framingham State College in Massachusetts. The letter tried to appeal to younger alumni by including a lot of this, blah, 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 and so on, about 130 blahs. Not all of the school's alumni approved of the gimmick, but listener Heidi Tryon from Estes Park, Colorado, did. "This story made me laugh," she writes. "In fact, I immediately went to Framingham's website and donated $10 along with this note. Dear fundraisers, I'm not an alumna of Framingham. I've never even been to Massachusetts. However, after hearing the story on NPR, I decided to send you a contribution. Why? Because it made me laugh. That is certainly worth $10. And Ricardo Melendez of Southgate, California, told us the fundraising letter definitely appealed to the younger members of his family. He writes, "I subject my 2- and 4-year-olds to All Things Considered, and never once before had I heard them laugh out loud to one of your stories. We were blah-blahing the rest of the way home." We're always glad to amuse our backseat listeners. You can send us your comments by going to npr.org, click on Contact Us at the top of the page.